on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
France's president says an elderly priest has been murdered by attackers armed with knives, claiming to be from Islamic State. He was killed after hostages were taken in a church in Normandy. Two suspects were shot dead by police, whilst another victim is in a critical condition. French journalist Annie-Elisabeth Moutet says people in the country are so tense after so many recent attacks.
When you've got criminals who have no tie to Islamic State, the general atmosphere of violence and demonstrative brutality and murder is something that has created this sort of very dangerous atmosphere today.
KMFM News.
The government's being called on to take urgent action after inspectors branded a Kent prison dangerous. A report out today says Swellside on the Isle of Sheppey has high levels of violence, whilst more than half of inmates says it was easy to get hold of drugs. 1,100 men are currently held there, and the new governor's promised improvements. Francis Crook is chief exec of the Howard League for Penal Reform.
There are still far too few staff. There are still not enough resources and too many men in the prison. And unless we can solve that problem, a new governor's not going to solve the deep-seated institutional systemic problems.
Japanese police are investigating the country's worst mass killing in decades. They're questioning a man who's reportedly admitted stabbing to death 19 disabled people in their sleep.
KMFM News.
Cocaine worth around £1.2 million has been found in the back of a lorry in Dover. Border Force officers stopped and searched the truck just over a week ago and discovered around 30 kilos of the drug was within the bodywork. A 45-year-old Lithuanian man has been arrested and charged with attempted drugs importation. He's been remanded in custody and is due back in court next month. A Star Wars filmmaker has admitted health and safety breaches after Harrison Ford broke his leg. He was crushed whilst working on The Force Awakens. Matt has more for KMFM.
The prosecution told magistrates the actor could have been killed by a remote-operated hydraulic door on the Millennium Falcon. It closed with the weight of a small car. The Hollywood star was airlifted to hospital from Pinewood Studios in Buckinghamshire just over 2 years ago. Foodles production, which is part of Disney, is due to be sentenced next month.
After 2 million cybercrime offences were committed last year, we're being encouraged to update our smartphone and computer software to try and stop it happening. It's thought more than two-thirds of us here in the South East don't download the latest updates as soon as they're available. Rochester-based cybersecurity expert Nick Bridgen says it's leaving us vulnerable.
One of the real concerns out there is it doesn't take an awful lot to suddenly become a cyber criminal, but it also doesn't take too much to prevent that from occurring as well.
KMFM News.
More than 30 drivers have been stopped for not wearing a seatbelt during a crackdown on road safety in West Kent. Police and firefighters pulled over 75 vehicles during the operation in Tunbridge and Hildenborough. 39 cars were stopped for speeding offences, whilst four people were spotted using a mobile phone at the wheel. And more than 100 artefacts from the Titanic have gone on display in Kent. Music carried by the band leader who led musicians on the deck of the sinking ship, and a list of passengers' names feature alongside photos of the doomed vessel. They're on show at Royal Victoria Place in Tunbridge Wells for a month. Curator David Scott-Bedard says it's a moving display.
It's the story of it being the biggest ship in the world and the elite passengers and why so many had died and the people who survived. And then the story of what happened to them after the tragedy.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent will be looking to bounce back from their one-day cup defeat to Middlesex as they travel to play Hampshire later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Spitfires were beaten by 6 wickets at Lord's on Sunday. Today's game in Southampton gets underway at 2. Meantime, England cricket captain Alistair Cook says he's pleased with his side's character after they levelled the Test series with Pakistan. They cruised to a 330-run victory at Old Trafford following an opening game defeat at Lord's. Cook says his players responded well.
We said at the end of Lord's we need to show some character, to go away, have a little think about how we're going to play. Coming into this game, you know, everyone was obviously clearly talking how well Pakistan bowled and we were under some pressure, so to perform like that is pleasing.
On to football, and Gillingham's pre-season friendlies continue tonight with a trip to Dartford. It follows their 2-0 defeat to League 2 Barnet at the weekend. The Jules' opening game of the season is against Southend a week on Saturday. And Paralympics GB have named their track and field team for the Rio Games. Among the 21 returning competitors from London 2012 are gold medalist Johnny Peacock and silver medalist Libby Clegg. Kent discus athlete Claire Harvey and sprinter Stephen Osborne have also been picked.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.